Greetings and welcome to City Maven, where wine and people meet. We are on a journey. From Chicago to Spain, we're looking for that perfect bottle of wine. So join us as we interview everyone under the sun, from teachers, local artists, and students. We want to know what you're drinking. So don't forget, bring your own bottle. Greetings and welcome back to Sitting Maven. Today's location is
Oxford.
I am here with my BFF, as he's now relocated to the UK. And instead of being in our typical Madrid location, we're in
Turf.
This is a 12th century pub, and we are having, what are we having to drink today?
We're having wine. Spanish wine, you won't believe it. Yes, in England you can have wine. Tempranillos from Spain called mazo. Está mazo de bueno.
So it's pretty light, I have to admit. It sees no oak, so it's refreshing, unpretentious. And how much was this?
Like 12 pounds, something like that, which is now like $1 because the pound is like zero almost.
He's exaggerating, but the pound has gone down as of today's
12 pounds with 75.
So that would translate to roughly how many dollars? Around 20 bucks?
Pound is at 1 euro almost.
So between our conversions, because we're so used to dealing in euros, but I like to convert it into dollars for all my US folks. Anyhow, this is not a culture of really drinking wine, is it?
No. Still, they drink beer, ales, whiskey, especially if you go to the north. Wine, they're starting to start drinking wine, that's for sure. They are like in the early stages when United States started. It's like the same.
Dear Lord, do you think it'll eventually become like California?
Hopefully. Right now, you know, if you order wine, you get your glasses, you have marks, because wine, you order in sizes. Small, medium, or large, and they actually measure it with a cup. And when you order a large, it's like overfilling. Plenty of road to improvement.
I cannot imagine us having to order in small, medium, or large. Today we actually picked up a bottle
because that's the best way to do it.
And I will take pictures of this so they could see the
mLs.
mLs, that's right, conversion.
And bottles of wine here are, unscrewing a tap.
That's right. They're all screw tabs. Caps, man. I think I've had a little bit too much of this mazo. Anyhow, this Rioja wine, again, very refreshing, simple, unpretentious. I think it's well worth the 12 pounds we paid.
Definitely. It's a good table wine.
There you go, folks. Well,
we had to bring Andrea and have the classic, classic food in England, fish and chips. Yes. Which I won't pair this wine with this because it's red, obviously, but it was okay.
It was doable. It was the best option on this particular menu, folks. Yeah. So it's like politics in the U.S. You pick the lesser evil.
Go Trump. No, just kidding.
Oh, dear Lord. Okay, this is where we're going to sign off.
It's great. This wine was great. Telling you, this wine makes America great.
Signing off, folks. We will see you back in Chicago. That wraps up this episode, sponsored by CityMaven.com. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.